Thank you, Michaela. Always good stuff. Hey, if I were to ask you Taco Bell or Chipotle, it's the age-old... Hold on. It's the age-old question. If you had to choose one or the other, what are you going with?
Chipotle.
All day?
For sure.
Now, I'm not a huge Chipotle fan.
Chipotle's like real food.
I can count...
Taco Bell is like that processed microwave
But I
junk.
Love it. But I love it. All the chewy, cheesy, ooey, gooiness, the crunchiness.
Yes.
It's there for you. Even late nights, it's Taco Bell's there for you. I can count on one finger how many times I've been to Chipotle. That may shock some. What do you have a go-to there? I know their bowls are popular.
I don't go there all the time. It's one of Aaron's absolute favorite places. But I like the steak bowl with the different stuff.
See, I've heard their bowls are popular.
Yeah, I really like that. But it feels like it's real. It's just real food versus Taco Bell is... you don't really know what you get.
I hear you there, for sure. Their burritos at Chipotle weigh about 12 pounds, which is, I mean, if you want to feel like you got a brick there in your stomach, there you go. But hey, this is interesting. The former now CEO for Taco Bell, now is the CEO for Chipotle. Dude's name is, I had it right here, Brian Nickel, former Taco Bell CEO, now moving to Chipotle. I don't know if that means now any... sort of menu changes, or if they're going to try and change things up in terms of what they offer at Chipotle, but we'll see in the near future.
Yeah.
But maybe some of your T-Bell favorites could be at Chipotle, or some sort of integration between the two.
I don't like it.
You never know.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Hey, also more food news. McDonald's, now, you know, 4 years ago, they did away with soda in their Happy Meals. Now, no more cheeseburgers. And no more chocolate milk and Happy Meal. What makes it so happy then? If they're taking away all the sodium and all the stuff that's bad for you, they say they're kind of trying to reduce the calories and all the saturated fat and sugar that the kids eat, which we know sometimes they get too much of. So McDonald's dropping those cheeseburgers now. If you still want it in your Happy Meal, they will oblige, but it's not going to be on the menu as one of those offered things. Just a good old-fashioned hamburger, no cheese involved, maybe some chicken nuggets. So there you go.
We make our kids eat better than we even consider ever eating.
Listen, we all know growing up, Michaela, getting a Happy Meal, it's all about the toy anyways, right? It's really the toy that comes with the meal.
It's funny because I actually just had a conversation with my mom and my aunt over the weekend where I said, I really need to start eating like I make Remy eat. Like, I make her eat fruit for breakfast. And I include all her veggies and her lunch.
And here
and
you
her
are
dinner.
Slamming a steak bowl from Chipotle.
Yeah, if you start them young, they get into good habits and they get used to those foods. And meanwhile, I'm over here eating cake. And she's got an orange.
Oh, cake, huh? Cake for dinner is one of them all-timers. Listen, if you're going to have
cake
anything...
Cake after dinner.
Right, of course. Yeah. Cake after dinner.
Remy gets an orange for... No, I'm kidding. I let her indulge as well, but I definitely should follow suit in what I'm making her eat.
Oh, for sure. When my children start eating what we eat for dinner, sit-down meal, I mean, my diet's going to have to change. I have the diet, seriously, of like a 16-year-old. I mean, I eat fast food way too much. Sodas, it's not that bad. I maybe have like three a week, and
is one thing. We do not do pop.
It's horrible.
We don't
for you.
Do it. We don't buy anything like that. We do tea, water, milk, and orange juice. That's usually what's in our refrigerator. But
water is best thing for water, and coffee is really
and
what
you never should
gets
give. Really,
day.
Truthfully, this is a pet peeve of mine. Children don't really need pop unless it's
no,
like
good
every
God,
now
no.
and especially little kids, like toddlers. Don't give your child a cup of Mountain Dew, okay? It's like giving your child coffee. Would you do that? Because it's pretty much the same thing. I just don't agree with it.
No, my kid, they've had milk and water. That's it. They haven't even had juice yet.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, and our pediatrician says that Remy will be 2 in May, and he says she really shouldn't have anything other than water and milk,
right.
And even juice. Like we do, like Pedialyte every now and then, or like apple juice. Is
they've
only,
had that. Yeah.
Only during times when their stomachs are a little iffy. You know what I mean?
You know what? I will take that. They've had Pedialyte, my boys. They've also had a sip or two of. When they've been sick, Gatorade.
Yeah.
Which is, they said it's fine. They said the blue or the orange or the red, don't get anything totally out of the ordinary.
Remy's never had Gatorade.
Yeah, just
but anyhow, to each their own.
Gatorade fueling champions, including my twin boys. Hey, listen, I have something I want to say. I didn't know if I was going to go here or not, but I'm going to go there. I'm going to say this. I was totally in the wrong, okay? But this morning, driving here to work, wasn't speeding, but I came to what they call a good old rolling stop. Here at the stoplight, not right by the gas station, but the one right when you get off 250 as you loop around to come here to the station.
Oh, you mean, you know, like right by the Ohio State Highway
right
Patrol,
there.
Like where their building is?
Oh, right there. Yeah, right there. No, not the one right here, but the one further down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Further down.
Okay.
I was on 250 heading here to work, turned right on red as they came to somewhat of a stop there at that stoplight. And he got me. Busted.
So New Philly, please, gotcha.
Busted. No, it was a trooper.
Oh, it was a trooper.
Yeah, Mr. Sutter Ludi. Listen, he was a real nice guy. Really nice guy.
Gave me a ticket?
Totally gave me a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. You most certainly did.
You know, I think I told you this before.
Yeah.
That I work with some former troopers at the Stark County Sheriff's Office, and I was told, because I picked their brain now that I'm on their team, like, hey, when do you decide not to give someone a ticket? I mean, how fast can I actually go before
right.
you pull me over?
Right.
You know, and he told me, he said, if I am making the effort to stop you and get out of my car, and especially when the weather's bad, you're getting a ticket.
Right. It wasn't even raining this morning. It was nice and calm and brisk. The remarks did not come to a complete stop, which I completely, totally admit to that. I mean, I look to the left. I see no headlights. It's before 5 a.m., nobody's on the road. But no, I was completely in the wrong. He deserved to give me a ticket in that respect.
You deserved for him to give you a ticket.
It's a moving violation, which I mean, I'm going to have points on my license now.
Yeah. This.
Then my insurance probably is
going to go up.
It's going to go up. Then I hope Trooper Sutter Ludi knows that he's now taking food out of my children's mouths because of all this. Kind of just kidding.
Kind of just kidding.
I'm half joking.
Or are you
right
taking
now.
Food out of your own children's mouths? The age
probably,
old question.
Probably the latter. I should have been
I think so.
A little more smart. But no, be careful out there, folks. They're just like the FCC is watching us.
Listen.
Folks are out there.
We've all been
watching
there.
You.
I had a scenario in, I won't say the community,
uh-huh.
but it was a local community.
Oh, come on.
Where I was going straight at a light. And I was getting, well, I was in the left-hand lane, and I was going to go left, but I needed to go right to make a bill deposit. And I was in the left lane and went, oh, crap, I got to go to the right lane so I can go make said bill deposit.
Uh-huh.
Went, and I just kind of, there's no one coming. I jumped over into the other lane, went right at the stoplight. I got pulled over, and the officer says, happened to, you know, recognize him. What are you doing? I said, I forgot I had to pay my bills. He goes, turn left and go around and turn around and come back. Don't jump into the other lane. And I said, but I forgot I had to pay my bills.
Read you the riot act.
And I actually got off with a warning.
What I could literally see the sign, our station sign out here on the road. And I tried to explain myself. I said, yeah, I know I was in a hurry. I was trying to make it to work. I got to put some programs in before.
You always
five.
Pull the radio card, right?
Uh-huh. I went just shy of the whole "Do you know who I am?" whole thing. But when he asked for my ID, I said, "Oh yeah, yeah, I'm trying to make it to work there. My name's Eric McElroy." It didn't.
No, what an idiot.
Didn't work.
When I was in my Canton days, I kind of had a lead foot, maybe a little bit. Got pulled over a few too many times, and I'd always pull the card. I got to be on air in like 10 minutes. I go live in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me quickly write you this ticket so you can get to work.
That's
to
what
get
he's,
on
that's
air.
What he said. He said, oh, it'll be 3 or 4 minutes. Meanwhile, 9 minutes later, I'm sitting there. Time's flying by. Anyway, I'm making lighthearted
shout
of it.
Out
I don't
to
care.
OSP and all law enforcement for keeping irresponsible drivers like Eric McElroy under control.
What the
heck? Is that your ticket?
Yeah, it is. What the heck's $144? I don't need
$144.
It's a moving violation. I'm gonna now move out of this segment.
That hurts.
Hopefully this is a non-ticketable offense here. 99.9 WTUZ. Brooke is in the house.
Happy Monday.
Hey, you sound terrific. Anyway, I'm gonna start a GoFundMe page.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe help me pay for my ticket. So.
Oh, another one?
Were you not just listening?
I was just listening, but
welcome,
I thought that you
show.
Were talking about the last one.
No, that was this morning.
Oh, it was this I missed that part.
Yeah, I got another one like a month ago. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, gosh, Eric.
2018 has not been kind to me.
No.
Maybe I should start being kind back or to others. Maybe
you just need to set the cruise control.
I don't know
what
I did. No, it wasn't speeding.
Oh.
I'm not going to explain it again.
Okay.
But, hey, real quick, Taco Bell or Chipotle?
I have to go with Taco Bell, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Cheesy gordita crunch, right?
I mean, they just have more of a variety. That's all.
Have you had the nacho fries?
I have. They're pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. They're good.
Get them loaded up.
I mean, if Chipotle had more of a variety of things, like more sides and stuff.
Like fries?
I don't know about that, but it'd be different. I don't know.
All right. Hey, all right, I know you're not feeling well, so we'll let you get to it.
Okay.
And back to your safe haven.
Okay, all right. All right, this day back in history, and we're not going too far, really. In 1974, Dick Clark staged the first American Music Awards as an alternative to the industry-dominated Grammy Awards. Of course, the winners of the American Music Awards are determined by the votes of music fans. 1995, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee marries Pamela Anderson.
Hey, now.
On a beach in Cancun, she wore white, but a bikini.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yes.
That I did not know. Didn't they make some home movie after that?
I think they
some
did, okay, yeah. Gotcha. And then they divorced, so there you go. Then in 2010, Tiger Woods gives a televised news conference, and he apologized for his marital infidelities and admits to selfish and foolish behavior.
Oh, Eldrick.
I wonder how he's doing now. You know, is he still doing that?
Well, he's still filthy rich.
Well, I know that, but I mean...
No, he was dating Lindsay Vonn for a hot minute, but other than that, I don't know of anybody he's been dating.
He's not...
He's getting around, Brooke. He's getting around.
Well, I was going to say, is he still promiscuous?
I'm sure.
Oh. All right. Of course, holidays for today, it is President's Day. National Chocolate Mint Day.
Not a fan of... chocolate mint.
I'm not a huge fan either. And then International Tug of War Day. If you want to know what's on television tonight, of course, the Olympics. The women compete for gold in the freestyle half pipe. And the Bachelor's on at 8. Big Brother Celebrity Edition is also on at 8. And the Big Bang Theory is on at 9. Charles Barkley is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live this evening. And then Tom Hanks, he'll be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
He's going to be Mr. Rogers soon in a film.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. All right. In other news, just a year after Willie Nelson released a full studio album, he's ready to release another one.
Dude's had the flu
my gosh.
And canceled tours. He's 80-something.
Yeah. It's going to be called Last Man Standing. It's going to be out on April 29th, which is his 85th birthday.
Wow, 85, huh?
Yes, and he is still just going.
Still
going
smoking.
Strong. Yeah. Well, maybe that's the key, too.
Don't know.
A long life. I don't know. And then congratulations goes out to Adam Levine. He is a dad again. They had another little girl.
Is it the fifth baby, Maroon 5, right? No, it's not. No, that many, I don't think.
No, it's just number 2.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
Would you say a girl?
Yes, Gio. Gio Grace.
Him and Blake are not leaving The Voice, like, ever. The other two judges in those chairs have been...
They
rotate.
Keep changing those out.
See what the chairs rotate? Because they actually spin around. Unintentional
right.
Pun there. But
go.
Anyway, that's Babbling Brooke with Z News. Thank you, Brooke.
Yeah.
Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Good Lord willing, at least. We'll see you tomorrow.